Democrats have been calling for Patterson to resign or to be removed from office through a House vote this week. They say Patterson is a safety threat to his fellow legislators and staffers because of recent domestic violence allegations and a history of threatening and intimidating people at the Capitol. Ted Vogt is the chairman of the House Ethics Committee, and he explains why Republicans have blocked the Democrats' attempts to remove Patterson until the Ethics Committee has an opportunity to finish its process.
I do think the process needs to run, and, you know, taking into consideration the concerns or whatever, I think Mr. Patterson should have some time, and I think a week is enough time to make a comment on the report.
The report he's talking about was issued in response to an ethics complaint Democrats filed in March against Patterson. They say he violated House ethics rules after he was charged in the alleged domestic violence incident with his girlfriend in February. The House Ethics Committee ordered a team of independent attorneys to look into the allegations, and they released a 33-page report Monday with details of specific incidents in which people say Patterson threatened or intimidated them, or at the very least acted inappropriately. The report recommends Patterson be removed from office. He has until Tuesday, April 10th, to respond to the report. Vogt explains why he's pushing for that to play out.
What makes the system work up here is a process. We come up here, we vote on things. There are winners, there are losers. But as long as we abide by the process, that makes it easier to come back and to engage in the business we need to.
Vogt, the House Ethics Committee chairman, says it's important to give Patterson a chance to weigh in and committee members a chance to weigh the response before taking action.
With the case of the Ethics Committee, if you were going to ask members to expel another member, it needs to be in our considered judgment. Members need to review the report. They need to think about it. And if Mr. Patterson chooses to submit anything, the rules do not require him to submit anything, but if he chooses to submit anything, the members ought to have the benefit of that as well.
Vogt says the process is so important because it's so rare. The last legislator expelled from office was Carolyn Walker at the height of the ASCAM controversy in 1991. Former State Senate President Tim Bee agrees that regardless of the outcome, the session is already unique. Patterson is the second legislator to face allegations of ethics violations. State Senator Scott Bungard resigned earlier this year in the midst of an ethics hearing on domestic violence allegations.
This is very unusual in my experience. I served for 8 years in the legislature and I've been out now for, this will be my fourth session since I've been there. And during that time, I don't recall ever having an ethics hearing on any of our members.
B says the ethics situation is rare, but other elements of this session are also unique.
This is the first time in Arizona's history where we've had a leader of the chamber recalled, and we also had a leader of a chamber resign. So both chambers right now have new leaders in their first year in those roles, but they're also dealing with the staffs that have been set up by those other leaders and the committee structure. So the loyalties that would normally be there between members and their elected leader, it's a little bit different.
B is referring to the successful recall of State Senate President Russell Pierce. One voice you're not hearing here is Daniel Patterson. He granted interviews to Arizona Public Media this week, but would not go on tape. He says his attorney advises against giving recorded interviews, so while we can't record him, our interviews were on the record. Patterson calls the ethics report politically motivated with a predetermined outcome. He says he's not a threat to anyone at the Capitol. He admits he may act aggressively, but he says that's what his constituents want and that he won't back down to Democratic leaders. In a show of that notion, Patterson changed his party registration this week from Democrat to Independent. He did that in part, he says, because Democrats are acting recklessly with the ethics complaint. This week, Patterson also suspended his campaign for re-election in the fall. To read the ethics complaint, Patterson's response, and the 33-page report detailing why investigators say Patterson should be removed from office, visit our website at azpm.org. For Arizona Spotlight, I'm Andrea Kelly.